So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kol roi lemezbech v'loi lebedek habayis, lebedek habayis v'loi lemezbech, loi lemezbech v'loi lebedek habayis. Regarding all hektish items, such as one that can be used only as an offering on the mezbech, or only for the structural maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, or one that cannot be used for neither mezbech nor bedek habayis, in all cases, moilim behem u'bemash betecha. One is liable for me'ila if he benefits from either the hektish item or its contents. As the Mishnah elaborates, ketzad hektish boi molimayim. If a person placed hektish without specifying on a pit filled with water, and the water is roi lebedek habayis, or ash placed malei yezevel, on a pile of manure, which is neither lemezbech nor lebedek habayis, or shevich maliyainim, on a dovecot with doves, which is lemezbech, or ilan moli peres, on a grapevine that bore grapes, which is lemezbech, or sod malei asavim, on a field filled with grass, which is neither lemezbech nor lebedek habayis, moilim behen ubemashe b'teichem. Mila applies to both the item and its contents. If you place hektish on an empty pit and then it was filled with water, or ashba v'achkach nesmali zevel on an empty area and then it was filled with manure, or shevich v'achkach nesmali yainim on an empty dovecot and then it was filled with doves, or ilan v'achkach nesmali peres on a barren tree and then the fruits grew in, sada v'achkach nesmali asavim on a barren field and then the grass grew in, moilim behem v'ein moilim b'mash b'teichem. Meal applies to the item only, but not to the contents. Rabbi disagrees in the last two cases and says, "Amakdish esasad besa ilon." If you place hektish on a barren field or tree, ma'ilam behen ubi gedula memneishen geduli hektish. Meila also applies to the produce because the contents grew from the hektish item. However, regarding bar v'achkach nesmali mayim ma'ilam behen ve'ein ma'ilam b'masha b'teichen, meila does not apply to the water in the pit because the contents do not grow from the hektish item. Mishnah continues, "V'lad hamuuseres loyinik min hamuuseres, v'lad mukdashin loyinik min hamukdashin." The offspring of a female Maisa Behema or any other carbon may not nurse milk from its mother because the Vlad may not benefit from the mother that is Hektish. Therefore, Vacher Misnadvin came. There were some who had stipulated at the time of the initial Hektish that the mother's milk shall remain Chulin and then the Vlad may nurse from its mother. The Gemara explains that although the previous Mishnah taught that there is no Me'ila Dereisa on the Cholav of Kachim Mizbeach, however there is an Isra Hana on the Cholav of Maisa Behema and Mukdashin because there is a Gzerish Shava from Maisa Behema to Bechari through the word Havara. And there's a gzeres shav from mukdashin to bachar through the word imoy ma bachar moilam bay af chalav musaris bachalav mukdashin moilam bay. The Mishnah continues. Hapaylim lo yechlo min gregris hektish v'chem par mekarshine hektish. Generally, a worker or cow may eat from the owner's crop that he's working with. However, he may not eat from a crop of hektish because the pasuk states like sasim shar bedishay disha shalcha v'le disha shal hektish. Zok the Mishnah. Shar sheilin shal hedyer aboin b'shal hektish leinanim loy moilam. If the roots of a tree of a private person spread out into a field of hektish, one may not benefit from it midrabanan, but there is no me'ilah deraisa because there's lina baso ilan. The roots are part of the tree that belong to the hetyit and are therefore considered chulin. And bishal hektish aboin bishal hetyit loinenim loy moilin. If the roots of a tree of hektish spread out into a field of a hetyit, one may not benefit, but there is no me'ilah deraisa because hoil bi'kar koi bishal hetyit, the roots are currently in the ground that belongs to a hetyit. Mayin shu yetzi mitecha sadish al hektish loinenim loy moilin. On a spring that flows through a field of hektish, there's no me'ila deraisa. But one may not benefit from the spring water while it is inside the field. However, yatzal chutzasad enenim emenu. One may benefit from the spring water once it left the field. Mishnah continues, Hamayim shebekad shel zav loinenim loimoylen. On Sukkot, the water for nisach hamayim was drawn before Shabbos and stored in a non-consecrated golden jug to be used the next day on Shabbos. And one may not benefit from this water because it was prepared for hektish. But there's no me'ila deraisa because the water did not become kaddish. However, in the son of Betzleiches, Moilim Ben, once the water was transferred into a flask that was a Kli Sharis, there is Me'ilah Deiraisa because the water became Kaddish. I think Gemara cites a Machlekes. Rish Lakish says, "A Moilin Eile Begimel Lugin." This Me'ilah applies only if the Tzleiches held exactly 3 lug water, but not more than 3 lug, because he holds Yesh Shil Amayim. Exactly 3 lug are required for Nisach Amayim. Therefore, if there is more than 3 lug in the Kli, the water does not become Kaddish. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Moilin Mekulan." This me'ila applies even if the tzleich has held more than 3 lug water, because he holds ein shir l'mayim. Even more than 3 lug can be used for nisach hamayim. Therefore, even if there was more than 3 lug in the kli, the water becomes kaddish. Mishnah concludes, Arava loinenim loimoylen. On Sukkot, there was zekif. They leaned Arava branches against the mizbech. And before the zekifa, one may not benefit from the Arava because it is designated for the mizbech. But afterward, one may benefit from the Arava because it was nasas mitzvase. Blazer Tzadik disagrees and says, Noigin Hoyu Hazakenim, Shenanim Menu Beluluvein. Even before the Skifa, the elders would benefit from it and use the Arava for their Dalmin, because as Taisa explains, Mitzvah Slablahanis Nenu. To perform a mitzvah is not considered a benefit, but rather a burden and an obligation placed upon it.